John McCain's personality reminds me of my 8th grade Spanish teacher, Ms. Legrado, a former Indiana Teacher of the Year, or maybe Oscar winner Jack Nicholson. That's because John McCain, with his big smile, seems to really enjoy informing and entertaining an audience just like a teacher or an actor. The Republican presidential nominee shines especially in the town hall meeting format. McCain has hosted as many as 4 town hall meetings in a day, and he led more than 100 town hall meetings en route to his victory in New Hampshire. During his Indianapolis visit, the senator hosted a town hall meeting too. He never once referred to a note card and strode across the stage, glancing out at the people the whole time. Surrounded by more than 150 people, he called everyone his friend. McCain had the crowd laughing. He personalized his speech by making references to Indiana, praising his friend Mitch, our Governor Daniels, and talking about how Indiana needs to follow the physical fitness examples of the Manning brothers. He wasn't all optimism, though. He has a blunt style. For example, he talked about how terrible the war in Iraq has been and how important further work and sacrifice will be to make the effort successful. I read other media reports that said McCain tells the truth, whether people like it or not. For example, if somebody disagrees with one of his positions, he'll likely say, "I'm not your candidate." He also likes debating with people who question him to show that he's a straight shooter. McCain is also known for being a hothead. In the past, when people have criticized him about his stance on immigration reform, he's acted frustrated. But we didn't see that side of him in Indianapolis. When a sad woman described how her husband is being deported, McCain said,
"I would be glad to look at any case that has humanitarian aspects associated with it. But I think the message is very clear from the American people that they want our borders secured. They want our borders secured, and they want the borders secured first. And that's what I..."
Another reason why McCain is effective in a town hall setting is because he gives lots of people chances to ask questions, not only those in the front row. He even invited people in the top rows to yell down questions to him. I'm not sure Senator McCain would be my candidate if 13-year-olds were allowed to vote, but I am sure that he's an entertaining, informative speaker and teacher, the kind I hope to have next year at North Central High School. For Y Press, I'm Quinn Andrews.